And by a great deal of magic and doing some extra special math, Nikki Dakota here is so proudly to be connected to Dan Hicks on the phone line. Dan, good morning.
Hey there.
Good morning and welcome.
Oh, thanks a lot. Good to be back on the old airwaves again.
Oh, you bet. We've been keeping you pretty alive and well, though, here a long time.
Nice.
Yeah, we're public radio, of course, so we don't necessarily find ourselves bound by...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
So you're coming to town as a part of our sort of a token of our appreciation to our listeners for keeping public radio going and allowing us to play the likes of Dan Hicks. And you'll be playing Under the Stars this Sunday at Carillon Historical Park. And I was looking on your schedule. Now, you are just coming back from down under, but Dayton is going to be one of your first shows in your U.S. leg.
Well, let me see here how you mean that. I mean last month we played some areas in the United States and like that, so this is
I love that you have a dog. I love
it. Yeah, this dog's barking here. You know, they don't know about an intercontinental telephone call on the radio. They don't know about that.
They don't know.
So, yeah, we've been playing. We've been ever since the album came out in March, we've been playing different places, including Japan. And a bunch of, I'm just kind of looking over my, you know, we're in the Midwest, we're in the East Coast, we're different areas. And this Dayton concert is just, we're just doing that, and then we're flying back home. So we're just coming out for that.
Well, we're so pleased. Just absolutely excited, and something that it's a great honor for me to get to tell you. Your song, I Scare Myself, was the first song I ever played as a DJ.
Is that right?
It's been some time ago.
That
yes,
is wild.
Isn't it? Because it was sort of like embodied how I felt in the room
wow.
by myself.
That's great. I mean, I think when I came up with that tune, that's kind of how I felt. You know, it's pretty wild too to be coming to Yellow Springs because there's a little group of people from Yellow Springs that sort of migrated out to Marin County in San Francisco and that I've met, you know, since they got here in the last couple of decades, and they it's funny because. They're musicians, and you know they all live around here, or they did live around here at one time.
What an interesting sort of resonance that the two places might have. I wonder what
maybe.
Yeah,
maybe that's it. you know, I remember having a day off, maybe I was playing a day a few years ago, and I had a day off, and I said, well, I want to go over there and look and see what this Yellow Springs is, what all the shouting's about, you know. So I just went over there and looked around.
It's a real interesting little town.
Uh-huh.
Smallish, but a college here in an area of the country where there are a lot of colleges. There's just a lot of innovation and thought. I mean, of course, you know, invention of flight just as the tip of the iceberg. It's a very cool spot in the country.
I get you.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a kick for everybody. There's six of us in the band. Still got the two girls that sing and a string bass and a violin and two guitars and like that. So we'll be doing a lot of the kind of what I call signature tunes. You know, we'll be doing I Scare Myself, and we'll be doing some of the canned music and stuff, and then we'll be doing some new tunes. And
well, we've really enjoyed your new record, Tangled Tales. We've been spending it a lot here.
We got some tunes from that we'll be playing, and it's a outdoor concert,
it
right?
It is. It's at a historical park, Carillon Historical Park, and it's
right.
It's really cool. The buildings that surround the place are nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of nestled in a valley. There's a meadow
nice.
Where the... Oh, you're going to love it. I just can't wait. The Corn Daddies are open in the show, which is interesting. I love the idea that originally, way back in the day, you were a drummer and you play basically without drums now.
Yeah. The idea, I think, when I started the Hot Licks, it was more of a folk music act, band, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so that's kind of where that came from. Like a string band, and you know, it's been stayed that way. The ladies that sing play percussion, and so on all the songs they play like sand blocks and maracas and stuff. They have a whole table full of percussion instruments, and so the sound is there. They're good at it, So you know, that's kind of how that happened. I use a brush guy or something on a lot of the records, and also there's six of us, and we travel. We come. You know, we're on the road, and sometimes there'll be a stage plot. Somebody will ask me. You know, they're looking at it and they say,
"Where's the drums?"
Yeah, I say, "Where's the drums?" And I say, "Hey, you know, I mean, isn't six people enough to get to your town, USA? You know, isn't that enough? Would you like it to be seven? So we have to rent an extra car for that one person."
I was gonna say a bunch more gear.
You know, yeah. So I don't know. Nobody misses the drums, that's for sure, because we got the sound is full.
It is full.
And I make sure there's plenty of rhythm, being, you know, having been a drummer.
Yeah.
So I make sure if I'm not playing rhythm, there's other people playing rhythm. So, I mean, you know, there's plenty of rhythm. That's what I like, rhythm.
No doubt.
I want it to be have a good beat.
As we've been preparing for the show, I have two small kids, 6 and 8, and I've been putting you on a career retrospective, not just the new stuff, not just the early stuff, but definitely got rhythm. Your stuff will make an 8-year-old dance.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're not hurting for rhythm on
that. I like that. That's an endorsement right there.
It'll make a my-year-old dance as well. Just for fun, I wanted to know, because I was we were setting up the flyers and getting ready for this show, again, for free this Sunday at Carillon Historical Park. Come on out. Bring your friends. Bring your 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds. Bring yourself. Bring your grandma. Definitely. I just am giving you a 99% guarantee it'll be a good time. But we were making up the posters, Dan, and I was like, Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks, and writing all these emails, and it came to someone's attention that it's not his anymore. It's the.
Well, somewhere along the way, even back, I think toward the last two albums in the 70s, or at least one, the last one, I don't know, somehow they didn't seem like they were mine so much anymore. You know what I mean? They weren't his. They weren't yours. They weren't. They were just the. And it sounded better to me. So, I guess I kind of got that from his Spike Jones and his City Slickers and all those old bands. All those old bands that they used his. But so it's been the Hot Licks, and it looks better to me. It sounds better. And you know something, it is better.
It is better.
Okay? If you've got a problem with that, you're going to have to go to my website.
And what is that, Dan?
I don't know.
I think it's danhicks.com.
Is it?
No, sure.
dan.net.
Oh, .net. You're right. Dan
there
Hicks.
We are now.
.net. You can go
See,
there.
That dyslexic thing of yours is coming in again.
By the way, I'll just say, the listeners didn't hear, but it was my strange, naturally mathematical brain that subtracted and then multiplied a few numbers in the phone number that was causing the disconnect button.
Yeah, you know, your job, you know, you don't have that much to do, but you can mess that up too. You can mess that up too. You know, that's all right.
I'm getting live set.
That's all right. You know what I mean. Read my lips.
Seriously, every once in a while I open my mouth to say something, you know, like of the maybe just vaguely whining nature about my job, and then I just think, oh,
right.
No.
Being a DJ. Shut up.
Shut up.
No. Come on. Who's kidding who here? This is a good gig.
It It is. I couldn't love it more. And truly, thank you so much for providing so many interludes for me throughout these years. There's no question about it. Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks live on the telephone, live in person this Sunday night at Carillon Historical Park. All the information is at our website at wyso.org. We just have just a little bit of time left, but I wanted to ask, in your career, I've always been hungry and eager to receive the next, but there have been long spaces. And I would just love to know, out of complete, almost improper curiosity, what do you do with your free time?
Oh, well, you know, for me, I mean, most of my stuff is sort of oriented toward music and visual stuff. And so I'm always working on something it has to do with the quote-unquote career, I guess, or the art, or like that. You know, I used to race Formula 3 cars, and, you know, I had to give up that because of an old war wound.
Is that right?
That I got, yeah, WW2.
That can't be true.
Yeah, I tend to go cross-eyed when I go over 50 miles an hour. So, you know, so I think that was even funny to me. Okay, so, you know,
so
and I'm not going to answer that kind of question.
No.
It's an evasive. It's intrusive.
It is,
you
isn't
know,
it?
I don't know. I don't know what I do. I watch porno movies. You know, to the point of a true, deeply rooted sickness.
Hey, you know, then I have just a quick joke for you. What do you get when you cross a brown cow and a brown chicken?
Gee, I don't know.
A brown chick, brown cow. That's not funny to you.
A brown chick, a brown cow?
Brown chick, a brown cow. You know, like soundtracks to some movies that you might see that you would watch alone.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's like the sound of the wah-wah pecking, like wah chick, wah wow.
No, we don't get that here in California. We don't get that joke in California here.
Dan Hicks, thanks.
We don't get that one.
It doesn't. You don't get it over the phone line, and
no.
you don't get it in the mailbox either.
No.
Dan Hicks, sorry to spring
up. We could get more of it in the mailbox if there's any, you know, listeners.
I'm just so delighted to talk to you and so looking forward to the show.
I'm so delighted that I'm so delightful.
You are.
You know.
And you know what else I love about you? And then, honestly, I swear I'm not stalking you, is that you are so not just funny, but really smart and really clever, and I've appreciated that.
Well, I don't even know. You know, I was thinking about that the other day. I say, geez, but being smart, it's hard. It's sort of like it's something I don't think about that as for myself. You know, maybe clever, yeah, maybe, you know, imaginative, all kinds of things. It's just like I go like, well, gee, I couldn't tell you the name of the president of Russia right now. You
right.
know, a smart person could. So I go, gee, I guess I'm over there in the dumb column, you know.
No, you got your expertise.
Well, here's my rhyming dictionary, you know. I got to write another song. Let's look up blue, you know, and see what rhymes.
That's funny. We did all songs about blue today in the 11 o'clock.
Oh, did we?
We did.
Yeah. Well, you know,
we had
that's
your
what
mama's...
my spies tell me, so that's cool.
We had your mama's boy blues on there.
Is
just
that right?
For good measure. Yeah. Yeah, you betcha.
Okay.
Dan Hicks, thanks so much for taking a moment. Thanks for coming to play for us.
I'll be saying hello to you in person.
In person.
A couple of days.
Hardly wait. I just hope I don't just start weeping.
You gotta have a little restraint. You know, have a little cool after all. You know, it's me you'd be talking to.
But I just love you so much.
You know,
well,
you just gotta, you got to like kind of like ration out that love a little.
Maybe I'll start now and just...
Start now.
By Sunday.
You'll be so wore out.
Dan
You know, you'd be so, goddamn it. I mean, excuse my language.
All right.
No, that, that was not good.
You're fine. Go on.
Am I okay?
You're fine.
Well, you know, you know, as far as like that phrase there, you know, you can say God.
You can.
You can say God on the radio.
You sure can.
And you can say damn on the radio now.
Yes, you
can. So why
can.
Can't you put the two together? You know
and
what I mean?
I feel the same way.
I mean, the way the language has gone on TV and everything, with the sitcoms, and I mean, it's just...
Now, I mean, I remember the first time I heard the word for a female dog on television, which is commonplace. Now, I was shocked.
Oh, yeah. I'm still shocked. I'm from an era when there wasn't any television yet. You know, then we got television when I was about seven. I just remember looking in people's, when first television, you know, the kids would go and look through the window and say, look at that television in there.
Well, it's like magic. It's glowing.
And so, you know, I'm from the 50s. Sometimes I think I'm watching something and they're using this language. I say, geez, would Ricky and Lucy be talking this way, you know? You know, like all that stuff, it's sort of horrible.
I think. And there's also special rules for like cable and subscription services, so then it doesn't apply. But if it's going through everyone's airwaves.
I know. I'm kind of a prude when it comes to that stuff. I just go like, oh, arg, you know, like I'm real old school because of what I was raised with, you know.
Well, I find myself the same way, and you may be slightly older school, but even still, my sensibility resonates in that way. And but you're all right. You're allowed the occasional.
I remember, Steve Allen. I think a few years, you know, before he, at some point, was really campaigning about the grossness of language on television and everything. He just, you know, he was having a real campaign about it.
He was such an interesting character in so many ways, not just...
Not as interesting as me.
Clearly.
Look at this. I mean, he played like one finger piano or something, you know.
No, he was good.
No, he was great. Come on.
But he isn't quite
totally
as...
great.
I don't think we would have ever tried to get him to come and play our summer concerts.
He's although too snooty. He would have been too snooty.
He probably never even listens to public radio. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, so... Dan Hicks, what a treat. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm glad I got that number right, and you are a delight to talk to.
Thank you, Nikki.
Let's keep in touch, and we're going to go out with a little something. One of my favorite instrumentals of yours sure beats me. And we'll be beating the heat together this Sunday.
All right.
See you then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Stay tuned for the World Cafe. We'll join Already in Progress on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a broadcast service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley.